The capital budget signed into law yesterday by Governor Mike Dunleavy puts more than $100 million to work around the state and brings nearly $1 billion in federal money for infrastructure and transportation. But it came with a caveat. $35 million worth of line item vetoes, many of them for programs that serve some of the most vulnerable Alaskans. After those cuts were announced, many in Anchorage grew alarmed by the reductions to homeless services and addiction treatment, two issues the city is struggling with, as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Dunleavy's vetoes to the capital budget include cutting $10 million that would have gone to build substance abuse treatment facilities around the state. The governor also struck $3.6 million from the homeless assistance program, cutting it in half. The issues of homelessness and addiction, though, overlap, particularly in Anchorage, says Jasmine Boyle.
What we know is that homelessness is the catch-all. We're the catch-all for the rising trends of domestic violence in our community. We're the catch-all for the rising trends of opioid addiction. If you are impoverished and you lose a critical service, you are more likely to end up in homelessness. And in our current state in Alaska, you are more likely to end up in homelessness in Anchorage.
Boyle directs the Anchorage Coalition to End Homelessness, which represents different nonprofits and service providers in the municipality. The funds vetoed for homeless assistance would have gone to organizations around the state, including many in Anchorage that assist in keeping families housed, as well as supportive housing for the severely disabled.
All of our shelters.
Boyle was driving between back-to-back meetings as organizations scramble to deal with the knowledge that they have about half the money to serve an increasing need. Nancy Burke is Anchorage's homeless coordinator. She says nonprofits are already seeing signs of distress among the poor, disabled, and elderly.
You know, United Way is showing a significant increase in calls for people looking for resources to maintain their housing. 30% was the number I believe I heard from the updates.
For years, Anchorage's local politics has been consumed with problems arising from homelessness and policies to try to reduce it. Now, many of the areas that have seen the most success are the same ones that are paid for by the funds vetoed by the governor. On top of that, the operating budget is still not finalized. And if the governor maintains his deep cuts, as he's signaled he's likely to do, that'll mean further reductions to social services and housing assistance. More than a month into the new fiscal year, Burke says the uncertainty has caused damage for nonprofits trying to write their budgets.
This is just really destabilizing everything.
At his Thursday press conference signing the capital budget, Dunleavy said reducing state spending is critical in light of the drop in revenue from low oil prices.
I want to also say that I'm under no illusions that the impacts of these reductions aren't felt by Alaskans, and they are. When you're reducing budgets by the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, it's certainly going to have an impact on Alaskans and programs and services.
The capital cuts run the gamut from large to small. $5,000 was struck for a cleanup project in Anchorage's Mountain View neighborhood. $15,000 was vetoed that would have gone to earthquake-proof library shelves in a children's reading room in Kenai. $35,000 for repairs to the popular flat-top hiking trail in Anchorage, also gone. The biggest veto, though, is $10 million that would have gone to expanding substance abuse treatment facilities around the state. Anchorage Democrat Ivy Sponholz co-chairs the Health and Social Services Committee in the House.
We heard from providers that, you know, they can bill Medicaid and insurance for addiction treatment, but they just can't scale up to meet the need fast enough. And that having capital money would get those facilities up and running sooner in order to ensure more people get the treatment that they need.
Sponholz says local governments would have matched funds in order to secure those state dollars.
There are projects that are shovel-ready or near shovel-ready in the Mattsu Valley, down on the Kenai Peninsula, up in Nome.
The governor's office didn't respond to specific questions about the cuts. Instead, members of the media were directed to a statement posted to social media addressing the addiction treatment veto. It explains the money was vetoed because the funding for it was not attached to specific plans or proposals and was not requested by any particular organization or state agency.
That's a disingenuous answer, I'm afraid.
Democrat Tom Begich represents Anchorage in the Senate. He says specifics for those kinds of projects come after the money has been made available, and organizations or municipalities can prepare proposals to bid on them. He sees the capital budget vetoes and the governor's fiscal approach as part of a strategy to reduce state spending by shifting the costs of services to local governments. But as Begich sees it, issues like addiction and homelessness aren't so neatly separated.
I think it's a philosophical debate. The governor perceives that local problems should be handled by local money, but our homeless problem is not local, it's statewide. This is the hub city for the state. The residents who are caught up in the homelessness cycle are not just Anchorage residents, they're folks from all over the state. So this really is a statewide issue that requires statewide focus.
Asked about the possibility of legislators overriding the governor's capital budget vetoes, Begich and Sponholz were not optimistic. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.